In brief, slow warm up and dry on the plains. Tuesday update. Longmont saw 3.2 to 4 inches of snow. Boulder did better with 4 to 6 inches overall. Figure 1 update. Not shown in a figure, featuring Collin saw 3 to 5 inches. Estes Park picked up 3 to 5.3 inches. Western Denver saw 2.5 to 4.5 inches while the airport areas got about 2.2 to 2.4 inches. We have mostly dry and warming conditions for much of the rest of the week. Figure 1 update. The Kokoroz 24-hour snowfall report up to 7 a.m. Tuesday. End Tuesday update. Forecast discussion. A couple of storms are going to make the end of the holiday week and start of the work week interesting. A weak cold front arrives around sunset Saturday and kicks off a brief period of light snow at lower elevations, a trace to 1.5 inches, and a 1 to 3 inches in the mountains between about 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. Sunday, Figure 1. Light snow totals seem widespread by Sunday morning, Figure 2, the GFS and Figure 3 the NOM. We warm up again for a couple of days, then the next storm hits. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The GFS 10-to-1 snowfall forecast from Weather 5280 for the next 24 hours. Figure 3. The NOM 10-to-1 snowfall forecast from Weather 5280 for the next 24 hours. The longer range forecast. This next storm is powered by a strong shortwave and a healthy dose of very cold air, Figure 4, again arriving with a sunset-ish front. I try not to forecast details on the next storm until the current storm is done, but it looks like 5 to 12 inches of snow for the higher mountains, 3 to 5 inches for the I-25 corridor, and 1 to 3 inches out on the eastern plains. Tuesday morning will be another rough commute. Figure 4. The 500 mb upper air forecast map from the GFS and Figure 5. The GFS 10-to-1 snowfall forecast from Weather 5280 for the next week.